Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
That I'm going to do these when something's going on with me, and I figure it might help somebody else. Help somebody else. Remember, in any state, you can dial 211, and you can get help for. My dog is in myself. You can get help for counseling, domestic violence referrals, if you're having suicidal ideations. If you're feeling suicidal, if you're feeling like you want to kill yourself, please go to the nearest emergency room or dial 911. Let somebody know you are cared for and you're wanted. Also, 211 will give you referrals for food banks, for churches, for different things you need, such as maybe low-income housing, counseling that is decreased or basically free. Dial that in any of the states, 211. Breath of God. John 20, 21 to 22. How we need the breath of God. The disciples needed it. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you as the Father has sent me. I'm sending you," and with that, he breathed on them. All of us need that breath. We need God to breathe on us, to breathe us his breath of life, his peace, calming our frustrations and dispelling our fears. As a hymn writer, Edwin Hatch wrote, "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will be one to do and to endure. Endure, and this was by Joni Erickson Tada. And it was taken out of the Encouragement Bible, which is a very unique Bible, and I suggest people should get that, especially if you're hurting. So today's message is about forgiveness. I was talking about this yesterday in my ladies Bible study, and I was part of the group, and I just found it interesting that we all are at different stages of forgiveness. Some people can easily forgive. Some people are still unforgiving even after 6 years. Some people are in the middle where they can see why forgiveness could be good for them. And then there's people who just love, as one of the people said, just love to hold on to the bitterness and everything of forgiveness because you feel powerful. The thing is, true forgiveness comes from God. When God got on the cross for us, he forgave all of our sins from the past, present, and future. He knew and he knows what our future looks like. So when we are asked to forgive, as God asks us to forgive in the Bible, forgive those as I forgive you, because if you don't forgive, God can't forgive you. But the thing is, there's so many different kinds of forgiveness. There's the forgiveness of somebody sexually abusing you, molesting you, a person being addicted and selling money or gambling or different things. It's so many different terms of forgiveness, but at the end of the day, God says forgive. Because you know what I've learned? If you don't forgive, it only hurts you. I can guarantee you, somebody who you're mad at, and you would see them, they wouldn't even care or even know that you have that unforgiveness for them because they are in their own world. Some of those people could be narcissistic. Some of it could be a way that you thought you offended somebody and they were upset with you and it had nothing to do with you. But forgiveness is for you. It takes away the power of another person having any control over you. It takes away the power of the dark forces of this world, or as I like to say, Satan, trying to keep telling you, no, don't forgive him, don't. It releases you, and it allows you to be loved freely by God, by other people, and it allows you to know that forgiveness is not for the person. It's for you. It allows you to live a life free from anger, bitterness, rage, and so on. You know your emotions. Sometimes mine is really anger when it comes to forgiveness, but as soon as I work through it, I've let it go and let God take care of it. And I can tell you, I can attest to the fact it took me years to find forgiveness from my father, Richard Williams. And everybody knows that he left my mom and my siblings. It was a total of six of us, one of my sisters from a previous marriage. And my young sister was, I think she was still a baby. And it took me years to forgive my dad. At first I was like in denial. Nope, nothing wrong. I don't have a problem with it. And then it came, and I just learned that forgiving him allows God to love me as I am. And plus, it allows me to pray for that person, because how sad it is that you have left your kids, never had contact with them, and you don't find anything that you've done wrong. That's a person who needs forgiveness. That's a person who needs you to let your forgiveness go and forgive them so you can pray for them. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to stand before Jesus and we all want to go into heaven. Sometimes some of us may not be able to. That's by our choices. But you want to be able to say that I prayed for that person. I cared about that person even though they hurt me. You know, and I know that's a hard thing to say, especially for people who have been molested, raped. And I know that is easier said than done, but at the end of the day, you don't want that power of the dark forces that they keep embedding on you. So I ask you guys to forgive as Jesus forgave us. And because it's so needed. We're going to play a song and then we'll be right back.
Lights in a backyard table, torn jeans and a quarter inch cable. We've worn our speakers to the
Blankets, I was laying on rooftops, taking shots in the parking lot. I'll fly away like air balloons.
Remembering an event, a situation, a person can invoke a shiver of excitement. The heat of anger or the anguish of grief, although emotion that is activated by a memory may not be felt as intensely as the actual experience, the recall can be enjoyable or painful nonetheless. Emotional memory adds credibility to the notion that thoughts can trigger emotions, just as the activation of emotion can trigger contingents. Lerner and Kelcher, 2000, Lewis, 2008, from journals. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing, yet it can be very challenging for Christians. We glory in the forgiveness that Christ gave us on the promise that we forgive those who offend, sin, and trespass against us. While it's very easy to passively forgive an offender with a simple, "I forgive you," the challenge comes when you are reminded of their offense every time you see them, when you find it hard to get rid of their negative memories. Sometimes these reoccurring memories can make you question whether you've forgiven them or not. Yet, oh, how gracious is our Father God, for I forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah 31:4. Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. God separates the offense from the offender, on a human level, this may seem impossible because we may remember what someone did to hurt us for a long as we live. So this is not always a sign of forgiveness. It can simply be that the offense is the most salient memory we have with that individual. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because we all know him. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. This was taken from the Daily Bible, and it was a psychology of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for you. It's for the person. Lord Jesus, I pray that the person who is listening to this today would feel the love and the mercy that you have for them, and that they know that it's not easy to forgive. But truly forgiving somebody who has hurt you in deep, dark ways will make you live a better life and not be controlled by the actions of others from your past. I pray that we all face forgiveness and that we forgive those who have forgiven us so that God will forgive us our sins. May you have a great day. Thank you for listening. We're going to play a song as we go out. And I pray that you know you are loved, you're more than enough, and you are wanted. You are meant for great things. God has great things for you.
Yeah.